Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work for a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
A yes or no, sir?
Are you what?
Do you or do any members of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you,
what do you want to ask?
Thinking
me?
Ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm going to vote Republican all the way and support Trump with all my heart.
And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background?
I came from Cuba when I was 19 years old, and I'm 83 years old right now. I'm proud to be a U.S. citizen, and I got 5, 2 kids, and 11 great-grandchildren.
So do you consider yourself white, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, or black, Asian, Asian-American?
And my wife is
funny. Okay. And what is your age?
83. And my wife is 80. And all my family is a Republican, voted for Trump.
And thank you for your patience, sir. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I believe that we don't have the right people in there. Even the they are not good. I think we have to replay for the younger and a good blood energetic purpose.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Right direction or wrong track?
I don't want to be on the wrong direction, but they are not on the wrong direction. They can be better.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should you local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one: traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental. Excuse me?
Traffic and condition. Environmental, I believe that it's, I don't talk to that, even that it's good, but that is manipulating your mind.
Would you now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Raquel Regalado. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Someone unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Christine King?
I don't know. I cannot. I don't recognize the name, or I cannot have an opinion on that.
Miguel Gabela?
I cannot be doing that. I don't have too much information about him.
Okay. What about Keon Hartman?
Keon Hartman, no. I don't know.
Okay. Elaine Higgins?
No. No opinion.
Manolo Reyes?
Oh, he's good.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
He's doing a lot of good things in Miami. He's one of the one that we can trust.
What about Joe Carrollo?
I don't like him, really. He's too much annoying. I don't know. We need younger blood.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Damian Pardo.
I don't know how. I don't know, though. I cannot have an opinion on that.
Daniela Levine Cava.
I don't like it at all. It's a lot of propaganda. She spent a lot of money traveling all around. The people don't know that, but I know. And spending the money that we can have in another team, she can work more in insurance company like I like the governor, but really for us the owners, we have been suffering blood on the price of the whole thing. But insurance is one of the ones.
What about Francis Suarez?
I better not have an opinion. I don't like him.
If the general elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? I have Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Donald Trump for sure.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
All my family is voting for Donald Trump for the best USA. If we don't have that, this election, I can't tell you because I was hiding when I was 19 years old and came on a boat from Cuba. If we don't respond, we are so penetrated by the communists and the everything in the government right now, that will be terrible not only for the United States, for the world. If the whole thing don't change, it's so dangerous that even I'm 83 years old. I've been living a lot, and I can tell you, I've been a Democrat in the beginning. I've become a Republican then. And to be honest, even though you're doing this, I don't know what, but this is the most important vote election for the whole world, not only the United States, okay? For the whole world. If we don't have the Republican all the way, even though I trust, I don't want to have a dinner with Trump. I don't been a friend with Trump. I cannot say, but I believe that he 4 years was good. And that is what I need. Because all the TV, all the propaganda, and the whole thing, they are putting on the mind on the wrong way to the young people that don't have been living enough.
Okay.
No, no, Trump.
Let me ask you. When voters go to the poll to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking ingestions or otherwise allowing marijuana medical treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Apply for Florida law. Does not change or immunize violation of federal law. Establish possession limits for personal use. Allows consistent legislation. Defines terms, provides effective date. If the elections were held today, Would you vote yes in Florida of this Florida constitutional amendment, or vote no against this
amendment? I don't mind if someone uses it, but if you allow by the law, it's going to be so dangerous for the young people that I don't know. And that is manipulation again. That is propaganda to damage the mind of young people. I will vote no.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I voted against.
Both definitely of. Or against?
Definitely.
Okay.
I against that. I will vote no for the marijuana use. But that is a doctor. Let's see if the marijuana is good. Then prescribe by a good doctor that don't use the marijuana. Okay? If the doctor tell you to use some kind of thing, well, it's okay. But it has to be a certified drug with a well-trusted drug, a good licensed drug, and not a drug addict. And then I will say that the doctor was private, but not open like they want to do. That is a crazy society.
The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, personalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Well, it's a little confused because I will support our great and our actual governor, but I will follow whatever they mention in that. I'm not too much in favor of the only for the health. It's any that the mother is being dangerous and some kind, but I'm not in favor of the abortion law.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what would you like for me to mark down for you? Yes in favor or no in favor?
No, I'm not in favor.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? Definitely or probably?
No, definitely I'm going to vote against abortion. Definitely.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting.
Okay. I support even that the governor already made some measurements as Donald Trump said. All that is all depend on the governor on sin. The mother is in danger or anything like that. Yes, but I'm not going to vote in favor of the abortion.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of these proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leasing governing the mixed-use project at 888 Mark Arthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive biting, and require at no cost to city. Previously approached timeshare residents to be condominiums increasing revenue to city. Inclusion of office space and a new public water fort and pretty permanent on Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I probably will vote no for the referendum because already I'm paying too much for taxes too. Here living in 30 or 40 years in this country, and I'm not going to vote anything to to do all this kind of political manipulation thing. It's not so clear, and I would vote no.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no?
Voting no.
And would you now be giving some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal? Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing office space to be included. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't have enough knowledge about it that I say that I'm not going to vote in favor or against. I don't have the knowledge or the to see, or I'm not understanding probably what do they want trying to do. I'm not going to vote in favor or not against, in favor or against. I'm going to be living in blind.
Okay. What about allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums?
I don't have the knowledge to know anything like that, honestly. I don't know.
Okay.
Neither.
We'll move on to the next one. The other one says creating a new public waterfront and pre-paying permanent and along Biscayne Bay.
It's the same thing, you know. It's, I don't know if the city how they manage the whole money, and then I'm not too clear about it. And they spend too much traveling and spending our money in nonsense. I'm not going to vote anything to pay any more taxes, or if I have without, I'm going to pay more taxes. I'm not going to vote for it.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about reduce the overall amount of development?
That is all the tricky element, because I'm in favor of the building and things like that, because of the economic, and it's a good labor for all the people that need the job. But I have to read and I have to learn properly in order to say in favor of that. It looks good, but
you will have to read
it. I have to read it. I don't know.
Okay,
that one I have.
Okay, and thank you again for your patience. Now you will now be giving a more detailed description of the Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update in early. Vote approved mixed-used project on Watson's Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami and mainland and Miami Beach.
We have been almost 20 minutes in this. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I need something to do.
Oh, we are almost done here. We are at 95%, and I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. So I'll read a lot faster so we can finish, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Two more minutes.
Yes. The proposal would update an early vote-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off on the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami, mainland, and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a Marriott, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront. Pardon? The marine port of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the availability of the shop and the restaurants, and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront. Pandemia?
I don't have an opinion. No opinion on that.
Okay. And regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard? In your own words.
Well, what do you mean?
From what I was reading to you, Regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just
well,
heard?
The thing that's more concerning me is the future of the United States of America, that we are in danger at the present time. We need this situation that we are having with the high price and the manipulation of the weather and the all that kind of thing. We need drilling, we need Trump, we need this situation to get better than it is right now. To me, the next election, it will be not only, I repeat it to the United States for the war. Yeah, we are so penetrated on this country by the people that hate this country, the Chinese, the Russians, the Cubans, and under. Okay? We have, do you believe that an island like Cuba is on the position of the power that they have, and they penetrate this country with so many spies, and it's on the second or the third position of the world, where the people, when the people in Cuba are dying from eating, struggling, and they're penetrating this country.
So from everything you just said, sir, what is the main thing you want me to put down for you?
The next election.
We need more drilling. We need Donald Trump. Is that okay?
Yeah, we need Donald Trump. That's it.
We need more drilling and we need Donald Trump. Okay. Okay. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard? In your own words.
All the things that are happening in the United States. And all the manipulation from the media. They don't tell
you
what is happening.
Can you specify just a little bit like when you say all the things that are happening in the United States, like what kind of things? Can you specify just a little bit?
Penetrate all this politician, all this kind, and the manipulation of on this country, on the communist and socialist, and all this kind of thing. You are
the
not blind.
The manipulation.
You have to see this what is going on in this country.
Okay, but you need to talk a little slower, sir, so I can write this down. I have the manipulation of the country, and
yes.
What else was that?
Yeah, the penetration of the spies on the House of Representatives that are ignored by the president, Biden, all the manipulation. They're making money through the China, and they are so corrupt, okay? And then they're manipulating the whole thing. That is totally. I cannot talk anymore, sir. I'm getting upset about the whole thing because really
okay.
The people.
So we can finish, sir. Let me just read back. I have the manipulation. What Biden is doing with China is
China,
that's what I dislike.
I don't think that he's manipulated by somebody else because he's on Sunday mind. He's senile right now. He's Obama or someone is behind the whole country. He's not really doing good thing for this country, sir. I'm going to end it, okay?
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposed? Or would it make no difference to you?
Derek, listen, I'm going to hang up. Bye.
Yeah, no, we're almost done, sir. I just want to finish, you know, because I mean, you know, I know you're doing it on purpose, but I mean, it doesn't have to waste my time that long.